各位弟兄姊妹朋友们早。
Morning, brothers and sisters.
在这个圣诞节的时候
In this Christmas time,
我们所想到的第一件事应该就是有一个婴孩为我们而生。
The first thing comes into our mind is that a child was born to us.
在我们所刚才所读的经文里面很清楚地告诉我们。
In the scriptures we just read, it clearly told us that.
So, 有一个婴孩为我们而生，这个婴孩他要称为奇妙，他要称为测试，他要成为全能的神，他要成为永在的父。
So, from the scripture we just read that there is a child who was born to us. He is going to be the one who is the Almighty God.
就有好几个称呼，就是有奇妙，有测试。有全能的神，有永在的父，然后最后一个，他就说是他是个和平的君。
So after all the titles that he has, the most one that stands out during Christmas time is that he is the Prince of Peace.
所以这些的描述这位婴孩的这一切的一切，就是要带给你，带给我。有生命里面的平安。
So all the things that we use to describe the child is that he is going to bring the peace to us and to the world.
在那个时候，就是有从遥远的东方的三个博士他们来。
So back in time, there were three wise men that came from Eastern.
在那时候，他们就跟着那一颗的心一直走，一直走。他们就是要追求人类生命上面的和平。
So at that time, they followed the guiding star because they wanted to chase the peace of the world. Based on the direction.
他们认为这样子的和平是不惜代价的。
They wanted to find this peace, in any way that they can possibly find.
他们走了那么遥远的路程。
They came from a very far away.
带了最宝贵的东西，黄金、乳香跟没药。
And they brought the most precious things with them, which are gold, fragrance and myrrh.
因为这位的婴孩，他要称为奇妙的，称为测试，称为全能的神，永在的父。然后这一切的一切所带给你，带给我，带给整个的全世界的人类的意思，就是一位和平的君王。
Because this child that is born to us, he is the everlasting God, he is the mighty God, and he is going to be the Prince of Peace to us.
在这个世界上哪里有平安？
So in this world, where can we find the peace?
在这个历史，人类历史上哪里有和平？
In our history, have we ever found the peace?
在你我的生命里面，弟兄姊妹们，朋友们，哪里有平安？哪里有喜乐？
Between you and I, brothers and sisters, where do we find the joy and the peace?
我们看到这个世界的里面，把这个平安，把这个喜乐都已经扭曲了。
We see how corrupted our definition of peace and joy is in this world right now.
都已经破坏了。
It's corrupted.
都已经把它钉死了。
And it doesn't exist.
我们就是要去 shopping, 对不对？很多很多的 shopping.
So yeah, we go shopping a lot.
但是我们心里面没有平安。
But we can't find the peace based on some external things like shopping.
我们的银行存款越来越多。
We have a lot of our bank account goes up.
我们的学位越来越高，帽子越来越大。
So we get a higher education and have more letters after our names.
我们的科技越来越发达，但是没有平安。
The technology is developing in a very fast pace, but there's no peace that can be found.
人类的历史里面总是充满了杀杀杀杀杀杀。
In the history of human race, we see a lot of wars and conflicts.
人与人之间总是仇恨的。
There's hatred between humans.
总是凶杀的。
So there's wars and fights.
哪里会有平安？
So where do we find this peace?
但是就是因为这个婴孩而生了。
However, because there's a child that was born to us.
这个平安的婴孩为你、为我、为整个世界而生的。
A child was born to you, for you, for me, and for this world.
就在1914年第一次世界大战的时候。
In the First World War in 1914.
就在圣诞夜的夜晚。
It was Christmas Eve.
发生了一件很奇妙的事情。
There's a thing that happened that was good.
就是德国兵跟这个英国兵 他们居然在圣诞夜的时候就停火了，熄火了。我们看 PowerPoint。
So there's a, so this was the soldiers between Britain and Germany, and there was a truce that happened that night. The truce is like agreement to stop the war between the two parties.
最寒冷的冬天。
This was the freezing cold winter.
就在冬至的时候，最长的一夜。
And it's the longest night of the year because it's the winter solstice.
人员的凶杀最激烈的时候。
The most the biggest conflict.
但是因为婴孩为我们而生。
But because there was a child born to us.
他是一个和平的君。
And he is the prince of peace.
两个很敌对的、很仇恨的、很凶杀的，居然在圣诞夜的那个晚上就和平的、就停火的、就协议了。
The two parties, the enemies, decided to stop the war at the Christmas Eve.
他们从自己的憎恨的、仇恨的、惧怕的壕沟里面一个一个的爬出来。
They came out from the deep trenches of hatred of enemy, and they came out.
在一个中间的地带，他们互相的交换礼物。
They met in the middle of the war zone, which is the no man's land with no weapons, and they exchanged their gifts, Christmas gifts.
他们互相的拥抱。
They embraced each other.
他们知道他们所拥抱的是这位的婴孩。
They know who they're hugging is actually our Prince of Peace.
他们自己也要变成这个婴孩的样式。
And they themselves wanted to be like him.
成为和平之子。
To become the child of peace and the representative of peace.
这样子才是这个婴孩为你、为我、为我们而生的真正的意义。
And that is the true meaning why a child is born to us, is to bring us peace and hope.
就在圣诞夜的这个晚上。
So in this particular Christmas Eve,
在一个一切都很寂静的晚上。
In this silent night,
我们就让我们的婴孩圣婴降生在我们的生命里面。
We saw this child born to us, and he came to the world.
我们一起低头祷告。
Now let's bow down and pray.
我们的主，我们的神，我们感谢你。
Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为我们不知道你为什么这样子爱我们。
Because we have no idea why you loved us so much.
爱我们到底，爱我们到底，为我们成为一个婴孩的样式。
Give us everlasting, unreserved love, and came to this world in the form as a baby.
是我们知道这个和平的意思。
You made us understand what peace is.
因为它就是我们生命的光。
Because it is the light of the world.
它要照亮这个世界的黑暗。
It lightens the darkness of the world.
照亮我们生命里面的恐惧、贪婪。
It chases away the fears in our lives.
让我们知道，我们只有在这个婴孩的里面有平安。
You made us to know that the only way for us to find peace and to have this peace is through this child that was born to us.
我们这样祷告、祈求、感谢，奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 在我们所读的经文《约翰福音》第一章里面。
So in the scripture we just read in John chapter 1,
约翰很清楚地告诉我们，
John told us very clearly,
说这位道成的肉身成为婴孩的样式的，他原来就是神。
So the word became flesh and he is the word, so he is God.
他是从真神而来的真神。
He's the true God from true God.
是真神从真神来的，他也是光从真光而来的。
He's also the light from the light.
就要照亮这个世界的黑暗。
To lighten the darkness of this world.
凡是接待他的人，
Everyone who receives him.
就是包括你，包括我。
So that's you and me.
包括世世代代的基督徒。
And the Christians from all generations.
凡是接待他的人。
Anyone who is willing to receive him,
他就要赐下权柄。
He will give him the power,
成为神的儿女。
To become the children of our God.
约翰特别讲说，这样子的生命。
John especially emphasizes that such life.
在这样子的婴孩，耶稣基督的生命不是从人而来的。
The life of Jesus Christ and the life of us in our Lord is not from human.
不是从我们的肉身的意志来的。
It's not from our human body.
不是从我们的血气来的。
And it's not from our physical body.
不是从我们人的自己的意念来的。
Also not from our own mind.
乃是从神而来的。
It is from our Lord, our Heavenly Father.
所以我们就来看看。
So now let's take a look at
这样子的婴孩成为你我的和平的君。
How this baby child became the Prince of Peace.
他要让你让我。
He will let you and me.
来到他的马槽前。
To come in front of his manger.
看到他的奇妙。
And to see his wonderfulness.
看到他是我们的测试。
And to see that he is our
counselor.
Oh, counselor.
他是我们一个全能的神。
He is our almighty God.
他是我们永在的父。
Our everlasting God.
都在这样子的一个婴孩的身上。
We can all see this through this child that's born.
第一点，我们来看到。这样子的婴孩就是一个神圣的爱来降临到这个世界上。
So the first thing we're going to look at is that love divine descends upon the world.
我们看到刚才那个 PowerPoint 就是知道这样子婴孩降生在马槽的里面。
So this is the picture where Jesus was born as we can see from the PowerPoint.
我们看到这样子的一个玛利亚跟他的先生约瑟 Joseph。
So we see there's Mary and there's Joseph.
他们两个是长途的跋涉的。
So they took a very long journey to come here.
他们那时候从这纳撒勒嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟走走走走走走，走到了这个伯利恒的地方。
So they traveled from Nazareth all the way to Bethlehem.
那时候玛利亚的身孕已经重了，对不对
？So at that time, Mary was very pregnant, like.Very, very close to, yeah, you guys can.
他们走到这个伯利恒的时候，要找着旅馆住。
So they were trying to find a place to stay in Bethlehem.
就去敲门，一家家敲门。
And they knock the door of every single place they can possibly find.
一家一家敲门，他们所得到的答案都是一样的。
From door to door, they got the same reply.
对不起，没有位置。Tough luck.
Sorry, we don't have any room. Tough luck.
好不容易敲到最后一家吧。
So finally, they came to the last house.
旅店的老板他有一个什么？他有一个什么 ？MBA 的头脑。
So the owner of the hotel has like an MBA brain.
他就想到一个双赢的方式 ，win-win.
So yeah, so he came up with a win-win solution.
他就说：“哎呀，好不好？我们这个旅店的这个后院子有一个那个马槽，你要不要暂时就是说住在那儿吧
？”So he said, "Oh, there's like a space in the backyard that you can probably just stay there."
行，什么都行。
At this point, it's probably very critical, so they didn't really have much choice.
那个 D-Day HR 就是要生的那个时刻已经到了。
So the D-Day is there, so that's the critical moment because the baby was coming.
那是神所特别预定的地方。
It's a special place God has reserved for this special occasion.
神所特别选定的地方。
It's a place that God has picked in particular.
当妈妈的人都知道。
Anyone who's a mom knows that.
自个儿没有办法选择在什么地方生小孩。
You can't really choose where to give birth to the baby.
在什么时刻生小孩
？Or when you're going to have the baby?
有人说这个就是爱情啊。
Some people say this is love.
所以有人说妈妈的这样子生产的痛苦在阵痛的时候叫做 labor of love.
Yeah, so the pain during laboring is called labor of love, apparently.
所以有人也这么形容说，男女之间的爱情 有就好像是什么打喷嚏一样，你没有办法选择什么时间、什么地点去打喷嚏，就是他要来就来了。
So like the love between a girl and a guy is like sneezing because you can't pick where and when you're gonna have the sneeze.
但是这是神所预定的、所拣选的，就是让这个声音降生在马槽的当中。
But in this case, God actually picked the place and let this baby to be born in this particular location.
这是万王之王、万主之主哎。
He's our God of gods and our Lord of lords and the King of kings.
他怎么有可能降生在这儿
？How is it possible that he picked such place to be his birthplace?
皇宫在哪儿
？So where's the palace?
他的那个什么那个席梦思床在哪儿
？Where is his comfy bed mattress?
都没有。
There was nothing like that.
旁边只是一些的牛啊羊吧。
There's cows and sheep, right there.
可能他们从这个很遥远的地方拿撒勒所骑过来的这个驴子吧。
And maybe there's the donkey they had when they came from the Nazareth.
味道不对劲。
It smells bad too.
声音也不对劲。
And it's not a very quiet place to start with.
这个婴孩呢，就是说那安眠曲呢，是由牛羊来唱的。
So the lullaby is done by the animals in the place.
然后父母亲就是玛利亚跟这个约瑟，他们就是轮着更次来看守这个婴孩。
So the mom and dad, Joseph and Mary, took turns to look after the newborn.
就是在那个四尺五尺的这个马槽里面。
So it's in this manger that's 4x5.
这个高高在上的神。
Our Almighty Lord.
却变成低低在下的一个婴孩。
Lord himself and became the helpless baby.
那么样的卑微。
He lowered himself and presented himself in such weak image.
那么样的软弱需要。需要人家帮他换尿布的。
And he's so weak that he needed total support and caring from human beings to be able to survive.
这有什么奇妙？这有什么测试？这有什么全能？这有什么永在啊
？So what kind of almighty or honor do we see in this?
但是这位婴孩就是对你、对我、对全世界来讲，是一个和平的君王。
However, no matter what this seems to be, no matter how bizarre this looks like, he is the Prince of Peace to this world, and he's the hope that came to this world.
他的低低在下，他的节节败退，他就是成为你我的提升。
He humbled and lowered himself so that he can bring us, he can lift us up from being just worthless humans.
他的破碎就是成为你我的权益。
The damage that he had and the hurt that he received became what saves us from our sins.
第二点，我们来看到这样一个婴孩，就是神圣的爱照亮着这个我们的黑暗。
So the second point we're going to talk about is the love divine that shines and enlightens us.
它的光是一个真光。
The light from the Lord is the true light.
在我们所刚才所读的约翰福音里面就说这个真光要照在世界。
From what we read in the first John that this light will shine upon the world.
要照亮呢你我在黑暗的我们自个儿的关在自个儿的角落的里面。
He will take us out from the darkness that we have enclosed ourselves in.
他能够让你让我知道。
He will make you and I believe that
我们的生命多么脆弱。
How small we are and how fragile our life is.
我们自己是多么样的无助无能。
How helpless we are.
但是有时候我们又觉得自己是多么样的自高自大。
Sometimes we tend to brag of ourselves.
有时候我们觉得 我们就好像是一个瞎眼的人。
Sometimes we feel like we're a blind man.
我们瞎眼的人，我们觉得自己很有正义感。
And we think we know what truth is, and we think we know what judge.
我们就是要坚持在黑暗中走直路。
So we try to walk straight in, as a blind man and walk in darkness.
我们就是拿一个拐杖 ，go go 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 go， 走走走走走。
So, yeah. So we just walk with a cane in the darkness and trying to make sure we're walking straight.
我们的心意很决定，我们的心意很坚定。
We're very assertive about this.
但是呢，当电灯一打开的时候
，However, so we're very sure that we were walking in a straight line. But when we turn on the light,
当这个耶稣的光照亮在我们的身上的时候
，So when the light of Jesus actually shines upon us,
照亮在我们的黑暗的当中
shines on us in the darkness.
我们就知道我们所走出来的路是歪七八扭的。
And then that's when we see, when we look back and realize the path we took, which we thought was straight, was not. It was twisted.
这就是人的公义。
So this is what human does.
这就是人的所谓的我们要找到自个的真理。
So this is what human believe in themselves, that well, we are going to find our own truth.
这一切的一切，这一切的一切，就好像在旧约里面就已经早已讲过的，就是说，我们人的意只不过是又脏又臭的马布。
So everything that we just mentioned is like what I mentioned in the Old Testament, that everything human decides, is based on their own judgment, and it's most of the time it's not right.
所以这个婴孩这么样的软弱。
So such weak baby came to the world.
他知道我们的软弱。
He knows our weakness.
他能够体恤我们的在黑暗之中的自以为是、自以为能。
He can understand, and he knows our, cockiness in this darkness.
他能够体恤我们在黑暗中的自暴自弃。
He can also understand the frustration we have in the darkness when we're trying to get to where we want to.
他要用他的光来照亮你，照亮我，照亮我们每一个人。
He brings his light to us so that he can shine upon us.
福音书里面就明明的告诉我们这样子。
In the Gospels, we have read that.
多马他就这样子问耶稣，对不对？他说：“耶稣啊，我怎么可能相信你呢？”
So.In the Gospels, there was a part where after Jesus was resurrected, and Thomas was in doubt of the whole thing.
So, 耶稣，我怎么能相信你？你这么样软弱，你这样无能，你怎么能够救我们呢？
So he asked Jesus after Jesus was resurrected, like, how can I believe you? Because we're humans, we're weak. How can you make me to believe that you can save us? You're the one that brings us hope and eternal life.
耶稣，你说你是道路、什么真理、生命 ？Who knows？ 谁知道？
Yes, so you said that you're the path onto our life, the light onto our path. Who know? Like, how can you prove it？
耶稣就跟他讲说：“多马，我知道你的不信，我知道你的怀疑。”
So Jesus told Thomas, "Thomas, I know your doubt in me."
就邀请多马来摸他的钉痕。
So he invited Thomas to touch his wounds, the nail wounds.
这位婴孩为我们而生的，也就是要为我们而死的。
This was the child who was born to us and also who died for us on the cross.
这个圣诞节才有意义的。
This is the meaning of the Christmas.
这是你我到了新生命的教会，到了哪个教会都是有耶稣基督的十字架的。
This is why when we go to any church, we'll see the cross of Jesus Christ in there.
耶稣他也就是用他的光要去照亮那两个门徒，他们很灰心、很沮丧的，就一直的往那个以马忤斯的路上跑。
So after Jesus was crucified, his disciples were scared. They had fear and they had doubt in their heart. So they were on their way to Emmaus.
这两位门徒以为说眼不见为净，反正过去的一切就让它过去吧，反正一切都是虚空的，一切都是什么那个黄花一梦这样子的，他们就一直跑，一直跑，一直跑。
So the disciples were hopeless. They were scared. They had fear and doubt. So they figured, oh, if we leave this place and try to avoid everything, maybe everything will just start over. So they were on their way to a different place.
其中有两个门徒里面一个叫做哥里欧巴 Cleopas.
Oh, there's one of the disciples in the group, Cleopas.
耶稣就跟他们一起走路。
So Jesus was walking with them, with his disciples.
跟他们讲解圣经的事情。
He was telling them about the Bible, the gospel.
但是这两个门徒居然认不出耶稣来。
But the two disciples couldn't recognize Jesus.
弟兄姊妹们，你我是不是在生命中有这样子的情况？
So brothers and sisters, in our life, do we have this kind of moment as well?
当我们的心觉得很奇妙温暖起来的时候，但是我们事后才知道，哦，原来是耶稣来跟我们讲话。
There's moments where we feel the warmth of our hearts and we feel protected, but we didn't realize that until later it was Jesus who was talking to us and guide our way.
是耶稣他一直的来追寻着我们。
It was Jesus that he never left us.
跟我们一起同行。
He walked with us.
他用他的神圣的爱的光来照亮你我每个人。
He shined his light upon us using his unconditional and unreserved love.
当然，在福音书里面最有名的例子就是彼得，对不对
？Of course, the most outstanding example in the Gospels is Peter.
彼得他三次的否认耶稣。
So Peter denied Jesus Christ three times.
如果是你，如果是我
，If it's you or me，
我们早就把他废去了。
We probably wouldn't trust this guy, and we don't care about him anymore.
但是耶稣问了彼得的三次。
But Jesus gave Peter three times opportunities.
把彼得从这个叫做喂养这个饥饿的彼得。
So he tried to feed Peter.
他要把彼得从这个崩溃的当中能够扶持起来。
He tried to save Peter from the edge of breakdown.
而且他要使用彼得。
And he also used Peter.
弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我们的主，我们的神。
Our God and Savior.
他也要给我们这样子的平安。
He's also going to bring the peace to us as he had to his own disciples back then.
使我们在生命当中不再有恐惧。
So that we can have peaceful and we won't have fear in our lives.
不再有忧虑。
And we won't be worried about our future.
不论我们的情况是怎么样子。
No matter where we are, what we do, and what the circumstances.
是多么样的黑暗。
No matter how dark it seems to be,
但是神圣的爱要照亮你，照亮我。
But His power of love will shine upon me, you and I, me and you.
是我们知道这个平安的真正的意思。
And He will let us know what the true meaning of peace is.
就在这位神圣的婴孩，这个和平的君王为你为我而生的。
So there's this holy baby that was born for you and for me.
最后一点我们来看到
So the last point we're going to talk about
是这位的婴孩是神圣的爱他来彰显父神的荣耀
Is that love divine reveals God the Father
是彰显了这位三一真神的荣耀
So it is to honor the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit
在我们所读的经文里面
In the sermon text we read earlier,
约翰他特别讲说，从来没有人见过神。
John mentioned that no one has ever seen or met God.
但是只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。第十八节。
Sorry. Okay. Okay. So this is from the 18th.
No one ever seen God. Okay. Only the...
No one ever seen God, but God, the one and only who is at the Father's side, has made him known.
没有人来看过神的。
So no one has really seen the seen God.
在这位的婴孩降生以前, 没有人看过神的。
Before this child was born, no one has ever seen God.
只有风闻而已。
They've heard about him before.
只有听说好像是怎么样怎么样怎么样子。
They heard all the stories as we read some of them in the Old Testament.
但是就在这个有形有体的这样子婴孩身上, 我们看到的神。
But then from this weak baby, we see the light of the Lord and we see the presence of our God.
就在这样子的有血有肉有汗有泪的, 这样子婴孩身上我们看到的神的荣光神的形象。
As the God presents himself in such baby who's weak, and we saw the image of God from this baby.
这是以前没有人能够想象的。
This was unheard. This was something that we couldn't imagine back then.
希伯来书一开始才讲说,
In the beginning of Hebrews,
才讲说这位的耶稣基督是在末世的时候, 神的最后的最终极的显现。
It mentioned that in the beginning of the Hebrews that this baby will be shown to the world at the very, very last days.
以前嘛, 都是借着人, 借着什么先知啊, 啊, 借着人的见证啊, 借着人的这样子言说啦, 但是只有在这个末世的时候, 借着他的儿子耶稣基督来彰显父神的荣耀。
So in the Old Testament, we know that God usually talks to us through prophets, but this is when God started talking to us directly by his one and only Son to show his glory to the world.
这样子的婴孩彰显的阿爸父神。
Such baby represented God.
他的目的,
his goal,
不仅仅是使得你使得我, 从罪恶, 从泥巴里面出来,
is not only to lift us up from mud and from being worthless humans,
而且使得你使得我, 都能够成为神的儿子。
He also wanted to make sure that we become the children of our God.
成为神的儿子。 这个我们怎么能够想象得到呢?
How can we imagine to become like a children of our God?
我们只不过是泥巴一样, 我们是像虫一样啊。
We were made of soil, so we're like worms.
怎么会变成神的儿子呢?
So how do we become the children of God?
只是因为这样子的婴孩, 他成为我们的弟兄。
Just because a child, a baby, Christ, became our brother.
这样子一个婴孩变成你我的朋友。
Such baby became our friends.
他把父神的形象彰显了, 而且要带着你, 带着我, 成为神的儿女。
He demonstrated the image of God, and he's also going to guide us to become children of our Lord.
圣经里面就明明讲约翰福音说, 这样子叫做重生, 叫做rebirth, born again.
So in the book of John, it says this is called rebirth.
就是我们不仅仅是一个被造的, 被造物, 被造的人, 而且是跟神的性情有份。
So it talks about we're not only the creatures of God, but we also connect with him, and we are also in the image. Sorry, in the image of God.
像这个婴孩一样, 就成为神的儿女。
So we are going to become the children of God, just like the baby.
所以在约翰一书, 约翰一书里面他说, 看啊, 父神是何等的慈爱, 使我们成为他的儿女。
So in 1 John, it told us how merciful God is to let us to become his children.
所以我们跟着这样子的一个婴孩耶稣基督,
So we followed Jesus Christ.
就像在约翰福音里面第一章就明明讲说，这个是恩上加恩。
So just like what it says in the first John, this is a grace from Lord.
Yeah, a grace upon grace. Yeah.
Grace upon grace.
我们跟随他的时候，跟随这位婴孩的时候，就知道我们跟随的这条路走天路是力上加力的跟随他。
So when we decide to walk this road, we know how hard it is to make the decision to be his followers.
我们就有力上加力 from strength to strength.
So we have so from strength to strength.
We will follow him.
We will follow him.
然后我们一直跟随到他到父神的家里面，我们就看到了。这位的婴孩是荣上加荣。
So, after we, as we follow him to our Lord, we'll see him as the honor.
From glory to glory.
From the glory to glory.
弟兄姊妹朋友们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
今天是圣诞节。
It's almost Christmas.
我们大家都。一起来到这位圣婴的马槽的前面。
So let's all come in front of our Lord Jesus Christ.
让他成为你，成为我，成为我们的家人，成为我们的朋友的平安。
Let us come to him and let him to become our family, our friend, our guidance, and become the peace in our lives.
从这样子的平安里面，我们看到神他自己的奇妙。
From the peace that God has given us, we see how wonderful our Lord is.
他是我们的测试，我们全能的神，是永在的父。
He's our counselor, he is our almighty God, and he's our everlasting Father.
他成为我们的智慧。
He's our wisdom.
我们所想象不到的智慧。
Something we cannot comprehend.
他成为我们的救赎，我们的公义，还有我们的圣洁。
He's our Savior. He is holy.
所以我们在去买礼物的时候
，So when we go shopping for a Christmas present,
就知道这个和平的这个婴孩和平的君王的意思。
We so the act when we go buy presents sometimes remind us we should remind us of the peace the baby has brought to us.
我们不仅仅是送给人家礼物
It's not only a present to give it to people
而且是送给他们耶稣基督的平安
It also is something that we're giving as represents the peace of Christ
就是送给他们耶稣
So we're introducing him to Jesus
就送给他们这位创造宇宙天地的主
We're giving him, we're introducing him to the Lord who created the heaven and earth.
也是救赎我们的主。
It is also the God who saved us from the sins.
因为他把他自己给了我们。
Because he lowered himself and he gave himself to us.
完全没有保留的。
Unreserved.
完全没有条件的。
Unconditionally.
就将他自己给了我们。
He sacrificed himself for us.
这就是这样子的一个婴孩。
And that's the baby. That's the baby that was born.
有个婴孩为我们而生，感谢主。
So a baby was born to us. Thank our Lord.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
我们的主，我们的神，我们的阿爸父。
Dear Father, our dear Heavenly Father.
我们感谢你。
We thank you so much.
让我们的心灵里面有预备的地方。
To give us a space in our heart.
能够接受这样子的婴孩耶稣基督在我们的里面。
To be able to receive Jesus Christ in our heart.
他的光光照了我们。
His light shined upon us.
他的爱能够使我们有新的生命。
His love is the, is what gave us the new life.
让我们成为神的儿女。
Please be us your children.
感谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.